if you're like most parents. You hope your kid is the one with the extraordinary talent. It sets them apart from the rest. But if you do have such a child, it can be a mixed blessing. Character building for the child, debt inducing for the parents. Day to Day's Mike Pesca reports on one family whose teamwork has proven to be a successful creative partnership.
Zachary Allen is a child with Broadway aspirations. So far, he's memorized most of the meaty kids' parts from the past two decades, from Chip in Beauty and the Beast to Gavroche in Les Miserables. Zach was progressing so well that his music teacher told Zach's father that it was time to take the next step.
She said to me it would be nice at this point in time for Zach to have some proprietary music.
So Zach's dad, Lowell, said, I can do that. Because Lowell was in a position that would be the envy of Lerner, Hart, or any lyricist. Lowell Allen ran focus groups for a living.
Right now we're sitting in a focus group facility with an observation mirror and a microphone. And once the kids start talking and engage with each other in the conversation as well as engaging with me, the conversation just flows and it's very, very rich with content.
Lowell assembled the focus group with a general idea in mind. One song would be about friendship, another about similarities. He would prompt the kids to talk about the subjects, and he'd take notes.
And even one child said, you know, and when we play games, and sometimes we play doctor, and we listen to our heartbeat, everyone's heart is beating the exact same way, regardless of whether, you know, you're short, you're tall, you're brown hair or blue eyes, and it went on from there, discussions like that.
Lowell took that sentiment, ignored the naughty connotations of playing doctor, gave it meter, followed a general ABCB rhyme scheme, and market research became lyric gold.
We all laugh in the same language. We all love to learn and play. Our hearts beat in the same rhythm. Deep down inside,
if at this point it seems that these lyrics don't seem any more brilliant than your average Barney song, well, that's market research. You're not supposed to see it, you're supposed to feel it. And these songs, as Lowell points out, are meant for kids. He says that our adult minds might think of a child's perspective as a little childish. So when a kid in his focus group says this,
they said they see in the country sometimes people going to school riding on horseback.
Many adults would say, well, that's just not true. But Lowell says that if the perception was true for the focus group, it will ring true to other children, and a verse was born.
Shunley rides a rickshaw, Nigel takes the bus, Sarah rides on horseback, Cinder walks through dust, each and every morning, just like...
Cole Porter said his inspiration for Night and Day came from Islamic chants he heard while cruising down the Nile. Perhaps one day, a song like Best Friends will be valued for its deceptive complexity, and the evolution from Tin Pan Alley to the Hit Factory will take a detour through the two-way mirror of the focus group. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.